Lot Whistleblower Radio, and we are broadcasting from points unknown. So hopefully this broadcast will be uneventful, as they say, and everything will work out just fine. And so we have a very interesting guest tonight. His name is Bill Calder, and I am going to more or less let him introduce himself. I've actually met with him for a while on various occasions, and at this time we've got a link on the front page to his to one aspect of his work, which is as an author, and this is a pseudonym. Michael Lindsay blog is .com is the link, and we're going to just go with that for now. He's a very complex individual, and let's see what he's giving me some kind of something here which will help us. It's let's see, saying he's the author of Day Trading for a Living, and also Trading in the S&P, and also Currency Trading for a Living. He's a former currency and bond trader through 1992, and there was a learning platform that enabled a wealth of knowledge to be acquired about two worlds of commercial banking and investment banking. I'm going to say that this is purposely vague, and that this individual has had his hand in many things. Anyway, Bill, are you there? Okay, I'm not sure if we've got him connected or not. I was hoping that this would happen. It looks like he's there, but maybe we're having some sound difficulties. I don't know. Hello, Bill. Are you able to hear me at all? Okay, it looks like he can hear me, but I can't hear him. Don't know what that's about. And maybe we'll need a phone number. I'm actually... He's on Skype. We're going to try to get him on the phone if this doesn't work. And we're just working on this right now. So there's been 100 things going on right now, as you can appreciate. Well, many more than that, I'm sure. But
is that better? Can you hear me now?
Bill, welcome. Lovely to be able to connect with you. And are you hearing me okay?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I think you're breaking up at least at my end a bit. Getting some interference. This is just the typical kind of thing that goes on. I think the best thing will be to type your phone number into this Skype chat, and then the radio show can call you if we lose connection here. Okay?
Okay.
Just over the phone as well, just in case it doesn't work out over Skype. I'm finish and we'll get right into it. I was just letting people know that there's a lot going on, and we're hoping that we can kind of go down the rabbit hole bit here with you. I know you're really something of a financial expert, but also something of a unconventional, I guess, in the financial arena as well. So I hope you can lend some of your expertise to the situation here. I know people are, you know, a lot of people are hurting financially. I know you have some interesting philosophies, and you also have, you put a book out about writing in a presidential candidate, which we can also discuss if you're up for that. So it's really up to you.
Okay. Well, let's just basically start with, I think the first simple question is, what type of monetary platform is being utilized here in the country? And when you analyze and take a look at the basic monetary platform that we utilize, it is what is known in the banking world as a debt-based banking platform. Now, what that means is that for every unit of medium, and understand that medium is money, for every unit of medium that is issued, there is an equal unit of debt issued. That is what determines the underlying value of the currency. Now, that debt is issued by the treasury of a sovereign nation, and that sovereign nation obligates its citizens to forfeit a portion of their labor rewards in order to pay off the principal and interest of that debt obligation. And that's the basis of money. That platform has been around since the early 800s and has, you know, evolved into what we now see in the world today. In the 70s, when Nixon was in office, I thought one of the most brilliant maneuvers was put into play, and it allowed the United States to become, in the eyes of the world, as the world's currency reserve. They supplanted the British sterling, or the pound. Okay? And that was done by creating an agreement and an entity called OPEC. And I thought what Nixon and those boys did was brilliant. They became the most powerful monetary system on the planet. And it's and you have to then take a look at what's actually happened, how they created what they call a transaction processing system that allows you today to basically complete a transaction in nanoseconds using the internet.
Okay. Before we kind of jump into all of this, Bill, what I'd love you to do is talk a little bit about yourself, because the listeners will be interested to know, you know, who you are and a little bit more than what your bio said, because I have to say it was extremely vague.
Well, I typed it up in like 30 seconds for you because I didn't have one. Okay, so I'm a young man from the East Coast. I started when I was 16 years old as a ticket runner on the New York Stock Exchange. There I learned how specialists and traders operated the market from the inside. And it was fabulous learning how to run the tickets and see who was in charge and how they did things. From there, I went to college up at Syracuse University, left college, went into the military as an officer or Marine, spent a wonderful period of time there, and was actually going to make the military my lifelong career until a young lady that I was seeing got pregnant. And then it became difficult to try to explain to a young girl, who was my daughter, that her father ran around as a soldier killing people. So I decided to change professions, and I had a choice at that time to either join the administrative side of the military, because I had got accepted to USC to go to law school and stay in the military, or choose another path. And I got an offer from a firm out of New York to go to work on Wall Street, and I became a currency and bond trader and eventually a fund manager inside a major NYSE firm. I left that firm in 1992 I was listed as one of the top 10 currency and bond traders during my period of service there on the planet. To me, it was a very easy business to do. It's real simple, because it's run by humans, and if you understand human beings or are able to read them, you can figure out what their next move is going to be. And that's how I created. I did very, very well with it, to say the least. I still trade today, but after I left Wall Street, I became a small businessman, you know, buying small businesses. I've owned a couple clubs, a small publishing company, a few little business ventures, real estate. I own some property, and I have an on-site property manager that manages all those and collects rents for me. So I've been successful in certain areas within the economic system that we all have to live in. And I have found a way to navigate my way in and out of this. And then I got bored because I didn't have all the adrenaline rushes, and I that you had either in the military on assignments or running around, you know, trading blocks of $10 million at a time. And I had a friend who at that time was with a firm called E.F. Hutton, and he called me up and he said he wanted me to look at some of the investments he had made, and they were in the currency market, and I took the time to look at his tickets and his statements and, you know, did a workup and said, whoever's giving you this information is lying to you because the market didn't hit these prices on these days. I don't know where they're getting them from. What exchange are they making these trades on? They're definitely not making it through the commercial bankers, the Forex, or any of the exchanges that will do this business with these type of contracts. And it turned out that he was a victim of a large fraud, a Ponzi scheme. I was able to track his money to help one of my old military buddies, and we were able to save all of his funds and his reputation as a VP with E.F. Hutton. He was one of the few that escaped the big Dominelli fiasco bankruptcy here in Southern California, which caused, you know, it toppled the mayor of San Diego, the mayor of Del Mar. It really led into a big mess, and all because of that little investigation that I had done. That led to somebody else calling me from New York, another person from Miami. Before I knew it, we were hunting down what we called security fraudsters that embezzled money and had shifted overseas. And for a number of years, I was basically back in the military chasing bad guys. And I absolutely loved it. I got to buy all kinds of electronic snooping devices, and I had a great team. And we captured a lot of bad people, recovered a lot of money for investors, and I wasn't trading in the market taking anybody else's money from them anymore. And I was still living just as good, and I was getting my adrenaline rushes at the same time. Now I'm retired. A number of years back, I decided to pursue another career, and I have, you know, in my opinion and several others, developed the craft of writing and telling stories. In a number of years back, in 1982, we as a group, and I was head of the Merchants Association here in Southern California, we ran a particular candidate for Congress on the Republican primary ticket. We had the endorsements of the Republican powers that be, and 60 days out, they changed their endorsement to his opponent, who had donated $7 million to the Republican Party. We lost the primary. Being very upset as we were, we felt the best candidate was the man we were supporting. That particular candidate's name was Ron Packard. Ron said to us at our meeting after the announcement of the election and the count that, you know, he was sorry it didn't work out, but he wished we could figure out a way to win the election. And he looked at me and said, come on, you're an analyst, you're a former trader. He says, my goodness, he says, if anybody can figure out a tactical solution to this, you should. So see what you can come up with. And I did. I started looking at it, and I discovered some things, and I found some very interesting things after perusing all the different campaign manuals that were out there. And I presented what I consider to be a viable tactical alternative to the two-party candidate system. And it was by utilizing the write-in vote. I had uncovered through my research a psychological study done by the Columbia group of doctors and, you know, teachers and professors and their assistants that studied voters. And it said that 74% of the voting public does not make up their mind until they walk into the voting booth. And that of that 70% plus, almost all of them remember the last thing they saw. And that's the first thing that they were doing. So I presented my tactical plan, and our candidate, Ron, said, that's great.
Okay, we're going to have to break in here. I'm sorry, we're going to commercial. This okay. is great. Thank you so much, and we'll be right back with Bill Calder.
Are chemtrail geoengineering programs changing our weather and destroying our environment? Why in the world are they spraying?
They want to create a storm in the southeast, then they'll start engineering out over the North Pacific. That's where the trailies will be.
Find out why critics are calling Why in the World Are They Spraying the most important film that is revolutionizing the environmental movement. Go to whyintheworldarethespraying.com for more information.
It's just going to get worse until the point where we're not going to be able to grow anything at all unless it's a Monsanto genetically modified abiotic stress resistant seed.
Why in the World Are They Spraying? New international version with languages available from around the world. Go to whyintheworldarethespraying.com for more information.
It's all about money, and weather is another form of commoditizing, the way the Central Command Group can commoditize another form of our life.
Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
On election day, I stay home. I don't vote. I don't vote. Two reasons I don't vote. First of all, it's meaningless. This country was bought and sold and paid for a long time ago. They shuffle around every 4 years. Doesn't mean anything. And secondly, I don't vote because I believe if you vote, you have no right to complain. People like to twist that around. I know. They say, well, if you don't vote, you have no right to complain. But where's the logic in that? If you vote and you elect dishonest, incompetent people, and they get into office and screw everything up, well, you are responsible for what they have done. You caused the problem. You voted them in. You have no right to complain. I, on the other hand, who did not vote, who, in fact, did not even leave the House on Election Day. I'm in no way responsible for what these people have done and have every right to complain as loud as I want about the mess you created that I had nothing to do with.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Your frequency is ascending with Strange Universe Radio, the most popular internet program in the galaxy. Weeknight, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time, with your host, Sean David Morton.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say that joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Bill Calder. He has a very unorthodox approach, both to, I guess, putting a president in office and also the financial world, as well as other aspects of living, I would say. Bill, do you want to continue where you were left off in regard to A Throne Awaits, kind of setting the scene there?
Right. So where I left off was, so after our meeting and I had presented the tactical plan to run for office as a write-in candidate, I had basically shown the committee, the campaign committee, the election committee, that this could be won, and here was a list of all the things that had to be done, but there was an item on the list that I had no idea how to get done. And our candidate said, that's the only thing I could have figured out because I know how to do that. And I said, great, let's do it. We raised $456,000, and between the Republicans and the Democrats, they spent $9 million. And our guy won over 63% of the vote as a write-in candidate, the second candidate in the history of Congress to win as a write-in. It taught us some very interesting things. We got in trouble with the powers that be. We had a meeting with the Bush group down at the Hotel Coronado. And, you know, we were basically instructed that and told that, hey, what you guys did is you exposed an underbelly of the two-party system and that we're not going to tell you you can't do that, because we were bragging there at the thousand plate dinner that we were in attendance that you know, we could get a homeless man elected to any office. We had figured out how to win an election regardless and not have to spend millions of dollars on media. And they basically explained to us that you shouldn't do that. You need a two-party betting system so that you can bet the candidates that are running for office so the wrong people don't get in. Well, we disagreed, and they informed us that we shouldn't disagree, and we needed to learn why. And we went through a process where, you know, between the audits and getting tickets, we couldn't drive around the street without having an officer following us until we capitulated, and Mel and I did. And we got someone else elected into office using our method, and we were just absolutely livid. that the public was so stupid that they would elect a drug addict musician who was getting stoned when we interviewed him to office. And we wanted nothing to do with the public or politics after that. And we just basically walked away. We ran a few businesses, Mel and I, and we stayed away from the, we did, you know, some local things, with the Merchants Association. I authored the Fiscal Responsibility Act, which saved several communities, here in Southern California from this last, fiscal fiasco we went through. But we basically stayed away. And I was having fun chasing bad guys that stole money that hid it overseas. And I just, you know, I actually stopped voting. And then Mel contracted diabetes, had to sell his businesses here in Southern California and moved up to Northern California. And then, you know, went into a diabetic coma and died. 9 months later, his lawyer shows up, who's a friend of mine, at my door, and hands me letters from Mel. And basically Mel says that he and I screwed up, we made the wrong decision, that our country's in trouble, and that we need to notify our children and our children's children on how to take on the system. And we need to rethink our processes, because he believed that the powers who talked us into doing what we did, and they hoodwinked us. And I thought about it for almost a year. I mean, I gave it a lot of thought, and I said, you know, how the hell am I going to tell everyone that this is how you win? And how am I going to teach them about the monetary system and the platform? Most people don't even know that our Federal Reserve Bank is a privately owned, you know, entity. And trying to explain to people what's going on, it's not easy. It's just not. It's very, very difficult. And so I thought about it for a very, very long time, and I called some friends, and I did some research again, and I said, you know, there's a possibility here, and this is how it has to be done. A throne awaits was created. Centurion Press took it on. I used the pseudonym, my brother, my deceased brother's name, Michael, and I used my middle name as the last name, Michael Lindsay, and I penned A Throne Awaits. And in A Throne Awaits, I gave away all the secrets on how to win a write-in campaign, how to run one, how to win it, and I exposed the underbelly of the monetary system and how to fix it. And I put it out there. The book did very, very well in the Far East and in China, but in the United States it hasn't taken hold. People are scared, I think. We're in a financial situation right now, and nobody knows what's going to happen from one day to the next. I still, to this day, monitor the currency volumes of 12 major countries and how their currencies are traded, and the volume of open interest contracts that are available on the Forex. And I watch every day what's going on. I start every morning at 5 o'clock. It's been a habit for so long, I can't stop. And I still trade once in a while, and I scalp a little bit of money from them just because it's fun, beating them up. And I'm very good at it, and I like taking it from them. But, you know, they take 57% between the state and the feds in taxes. So, I mean, making, you know, an extra $10,000 a day may seem like great money to a lot of people, but when you lose, you only get $4,700 of it. You know, that's really not a lot of fun. I trade that just because I like beating up the market maker, because I understand what they're doing and I can see what they're doing.
Well, Bill, I like your unorthodox approach to paying taxes. Do you want to share that?
Right. If you sit down and you take a look at our tax system and how it's set up, it's it's really simple. They have set up a method whereby you think by saving taxes, you take exemptions or you apply for this or you utilize this program based on a form and a number that they've given you. When you do that, you allow them the opportunity to audit you. When I file my tax returns every year, I do not even claim myself as an exemption. I pay the maximum rate clear across the board, no questions asked. Therefore, I am exempt from an audit because I did not take any deductions. The only thing they are allowed to do is notify me that they are going to open a criminal investigation because I fail to report any earnings, which I don't. And they can't do that. And I learned that after going through an audit once. You know, after what happened after the 82 election and going through that audit, it's not a fun thing to do. They can make your life really miserable when that 800-pound gorilla starts jumping on you. You're like, what are you talking about? You know, and they're like, well, we believe this. Huh? Believe what you want. It's not true. You prove to us it's not true. Wait a minute. Don't you have to prove that that is true? No, it's not when it comes to the monetary system and how they have things set up. So I learned from a really astute attorney, look, it, if you don't ever want to go through this again, this is what you have to do. It sucks, but that's what you do. You fill out a 1040 EZ and you just report maximum income every single dime. I don't care if you sold a trash can as extra stuff for $10 and you deposited it in your account, you better report it. Okay? And just pay the maximum amount. Therefore, they can't do anything to you anymore. Okay? And that's the way our system is set up. Our system is currently set up inside a debt-based platform. And that is the value of our money. And I call it medium. So do all the bankers, by the way. They call it medium. How do you, as a citizen, Carrie, figure out how to stop this?
Well, you know, you're asking me something that I wouldn't know, but I think people will find it very fascinating. your approach.
Well, how do you do that? Well, has there been any more candidates who have won as a write-in? Has the Republicans or the Democrats opposed any member of their party who then ran as a write-in since 1982? Yes. Ron Paul was opposed by the Republican Party in Texas, ran as a write-in, and won utilizing the method. Okay? Murkowski in Alaska just won, and the method that they used was they passed out little bracelets with her name printed on there because, you know, Paul is easy to remember to spell, and so is Packard. Murkowski is a little bit more of a job. And if you don't print the name correctly in the write-in space on the ballot, they get to discount that vote and not count it. And even though people had the bracelet on their wrists, she still lost 10% of the vote because they misspelled her name in the poll. I mean, it's just awful. You know, so those are things that you have to deal with. But the public, by and large, will. If you ran a good, solid campaign, you can get elected as a write-in candidate. Now, what are you going to do once you get in office? There's only one thing we need to do to fix all of our problems. And that is to remove the creation of interest debt at the inception of our medium or money. You remove that, you no longer have a deficit. And you no longer deal with cycles of inflation and deflation. But if you do that, you also remove the power from the individuals that currently have it to create that medium and they no longer will be able to control all of industry and commerce. And if you realize that, you're going to say, wow, they're not going to let that go that easily. And they're not. But you can do it just by electing one senator or a president. It only takes one senator or a president to do that. There was one president who tried to do it in the early 60s, and he didn't get to serve out his full term in office. But he did sign. Yes. But he did sign an executive order to put an end to what was going on. And that order, executive order, is still in effect today because no sitting president since him has ever rescinded it. But nobody has ordered it executed and followed through with. It's a rather interesting dilemma. And I mean, I have spoken with friends that I have that work and live inside the bureaucracy in Washington, D.C., and they said, their statement to me is real simple. It is not a subject that is allowed to be discussed. It is taboo. If you fight the Fed, you sign your own epitaph. And that's true with anybody who's come out against it. Anybody who comes out against the Fed is gone.
Okay. Well, under the circumstances, let's fast forward to today.
Okay, so what do we do today?
We've got an election pending, and we've also got something of a crash. I don't know what you might call it. Some kind of major downturn in the U.S. economy, at the least, and certainly Europe as well.
Correct.
How do you view all of that?
How do I what?
View all of that.
Well, you have to take a look at the amount of debt that's created, okay? This is something that I've never seen before, and this is, you know, since this is my area and I follow it regularly, it started back in 2007, and I watched it happen through 2008 to where we are today, okay? For the first time in the history of the Federal Reserve, the amount of debt that is outstanding exceeds the amount of money circulation. Hello.
Don't be afraid to care.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
What would you do if you or someone that you love was faced with a life-threatening illness? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, co-host of Transcension Radio on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. In 2008, I lost everything because of chronic illness, my home, a bankruptcy, even my marriage. A miracle happened in 2009. I discovered ION and I was introduced to the RNA drops. Within a few short months, the nightmare of chronic fatigue, Lyme disease, and PTSD was a faded memory. Today, people all over the world have reported incredible testimonials about their transcendence process, and I invite you to listen and join us live. On air every Saturday at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, Transcension airs live. You can listen to the archives or tell someone that you love, maybe even the person sitting in your chair right now, that science fiction has become virtual reality at Transcension Radio. Take your power back and join us every Saturday at Transcension Radio.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. Universities destroy knowledge. Governments destroy freedom. The major media destroys information. And religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
What's to hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. You know, anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything they can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
My name is Sean David Morton, and in 2010, I was called into the offices of the most high-powered law firm in the world on an estate matter of the utmost importance. After signing contracts promising I'd never reveal the identity of the people involved, I inherited the journals of a man that had spent 40 years in and become director of the global shadow government. It was the Holy Grail, with information on the Unified Field Theory, the Roswell crash, the Philadelphia Experiment, the Sigma Treaty, Nazi super science, the Montauk Project, Area 51, the Dulce Mesa Wars, and treaties with extraterrestrial races and the back engineering of their hardware. But mostly, it had to do with the development of technology that would allow us to travel through time and fight a deadly alien threat that was only now on its way here to destroy our world. Read the book that I have risked my life to write. For the first time ever, read The Truth About It All. Sands of Time, the runaway bestseller by Sean David Morton, available in signed limited edition hardback only at StrangeUniverseRadio.com.
Read this book and never be the same.
Warning. Warning.
American.
Warning.
American Freedom Radio
is habit forming.
American Freedom Radio
is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Hey everybody, this is Fabian for Liberty. You can join me every Monday and Friday from 8 p.m. Eastern Time to 10 p.m. Eastern Time only on American Freedom Radio.
Calder, you were just sort of, Bill, you were in midstream there, and so I want you to be able to pick up where you left off, so go right ahead.
All right, so one of the interesting things that I follow, that I'm very astute about this, because I just it helps me make decisions when I trade in the currency markets, and the Federal Reserve and the Treasury list the amount of debt and the amount of medium in circulation. And you have to know how to read those statements and reports. These are very emboldened individuals who are telling everybody the truth. They literally are telling you what they're doing. And unless you understand them, you are victims of what they're up to. Now, the United States government currently has an excess of $15.3 trillion in debt, and there's only $13.6 trillion in medium or money available. So if we wanted to retire our debt, we couldn't. We'd still be in debt. This has never happened since 1913, when they first created the central bank. They've never done this before. Ever. It is, and so there's a reason why they're doing it. And it's not good. I believe that they're pushing the system to the brink of shutting it down. And what they're going to replace it with is, you know, there's all kinds of guesses out there, and unless you're one of them or have been in one of their meetings, you really don't know. But I believe they're going to install a new debit credit system that is fully electronic. And it's catching on. It's caught on in Europe. And it's now catching on in here. And I believe they found the tool to actually implement it and get the American public off of holding hard currency in their pocket. And I got to see it Monday night, and I was just laughing up a storm, and nobody could understand why I was laughing. And I said, oh, my goodness, they found a way to get you at the bottom of the economic rung involved in a debitless, cashless system. They had their new smartphones, and on it were these little white boxes, and they were selling their little trinkets. And all you had to do was swipe your credit or debit card right on their phone. And I was cracking up. I said, oh, my goodness, that's fabulous. It's a fabulous plan. It's going to, from a public relations standpoint, I think they're going to win over, well over 70% of the public. And because I saw three of them Monday night, and I bet you by next Monday night when I go to our little social gathering, there'll be three to five more and every week. And I saw it happen with the iPhone. One person came in with the first iPhone, and in less than a year, all but four of us out of 87 who get together every Monday night had a smartphone. I still don't have one. I'm still one of the old guys. But they all have them now, and it's rather interesting. It just, boom, swept right through. It took less than 12 months before they all got one.
Okay. What I want to do here, Bill, is we are coming into the second hour shortly, and I want people to be able to call in and ask you questions. I think there'll be a lot of people out there that would like to talk to you because you have a very interesting twist on things and a way of looking at the world. And our phone number, just for the callers, is 218-339-8525. And I'll repeat that. It's 218-339-8525. And I imagine it's also on the American Freedom Radio website where you can see it there. But if you want to call in, we'll take callers on this part of the hour as well as in the second hour of the show. But in terms of looking at the situation that you're looking at, how are you feeling about, you know, I mean, I think you and I both know that both candidates are run by Bush, right?
Yes, there is a controlling interest behind that. There are a lot of individuals that label the Bush, and they call them the Bush cabal. They label them as the powers that be, and they're not. They are an upper-level management group, for sure, okay? But they do not have the final say. What everybody doesn't understand, and you got to understand, I come from a different perspective than the average individual. I come from that 1%. I come from that world where those people live. I lived with them. I went to school with them. I grew up with them. And, you know, I did business with them. I managed some of their monies at one time. And they were very upset when I left. There is, when you take a look at the banking system, there is a council that sits in Basel, Switzerland, that controls all of the central banks in all the nations that have adopted the central banking format. Okay? And if you take a look at history, in my opinion, we are human beings. We have a tendency to repeat our mistakes of the past. The United States is repeating the same mistakes that Britain did before they lost their right and their power that they had as the world's currency reserve. Nixon was part of that group, so was the Bushes. But there were others involved, and they were taking their orders from that particular banking council. We are doing the same thing.
Bill, are you referring to the City of London?
No, the City of London is the central exchange for a particular precious metal, okay, known as gold, what everybody refers to as gold. The value of money amongst the central bankers is based on the issuance of debt, okay? Although most bankers that are at that upper level keep anywhere from 20 to 30% of their reserves in precious metal. And there has been a power play. If you go back to when I was in the business and working with on Wall Street, we believed as investment bankers on Wall Street that we had come up with a solution to challenge the money creators and the central bankers. If you remember, we created the Wall Street bankers created what is known as a money market fund. If you control depositors, you then control a capital formation platform that allowed you to then capitalize and control a segment of industry. And I used to my stepbrother used to tell me, you're wrong. We will eventually own you. And it wasn't long ago when he called me up and he said, ha, 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 you owe me a dollar. Our bet was that we would never own you, and now we own all of you. Give me my dollar. And I did. I sent him a thank you card for the bet with $1 in it. Now, my stepbrother is the CFO for the Rockefeller Group. So
I can't believe so you're saying this on the radio, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so they were right. He was right. And when I go back and I look and I study and I read about certain things, I sat there and go, oh, my goodness, yes. If I remember my meeting with Nelson and I remember some of my other meetings back in New York, I sit there and go, and in Washington, they were correct that he who issues or has the authorization to issue the medium, and they don't call it money, the medium controls all of commerce and industry. And they're right, they do.
Okay. Can you answer one question in regard to my understanding is China is in control of printing our money at this time. Does that give them a certain power?
They're not in control of it. Okay, but it's interesting you bring that up because last month the most interesting thing happened. I don't know if you're aware of it or you read about it, but China announced if you go outside the United States, they do not call.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. We've got a commercial here. We're going to have to be right back.
What happened, Gary?
Give me some truth now. anxiety on a daily basis? Do you struggle to complete tasks, feel nervous in social settings, or are you losing sleep because of anxiety, worry, or health concerns? Let me tell you about a breakthrough discovery that changed my life. My name is Kirsten, and anxiety plagued me daily. I listened to the wonderful testimonials about RNA drops and decided to use them myself, beginning gradually from just a few drops to the recommended dosage. I'm happy to report that I experienced a significant decrease of anxiety, and that was just the beginning. After you hear the incredible stories at GetMyRNA.com, you can get a free trial-sized bottle valued at $50. Just pay shipping and handling. Again, that's GetMyRNA.com for your free trial-sized bottle today. Nothing is as important as feeling good again. Supplies are limited, so visit GetMyRNA.com right now.
Or see our ad on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. RNA drops.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Now, there's one thing you might have noticed I don't complain about. Politicians. Everybody complains about politicians. Everybody says they suck.
Yeah!
Well, where do people think these politicians come from? They don't fall out of the sky. They don't pass through a membrane from another reality. They come from American parents and American families, American homes, American schools, American churches, American businesses, and American universities, and they're elected by American citizens. This is the best we can do, folks. This is what we have to offer. It's what our system produces. Garbage in, garbage out. If you have selfish, ignorant citizens, you're going to get selfish, ignorant leaders. And term limits ain't going to do you any good. You're just going to wind up with a brand new bunch of selfish, ignorant Americans. So maybe it's not the politicians who suck. Maybe something else sucks around here, like the public.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
No rules.
No rules.
No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
Okay, this is.
I tell you, the Dragonborn.
Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. We're talking to Bill Calder, and he is a financial, something of an expert in the area of finance, but also very much a nonconformist in multiple ways, in ways he's not even telling us, which I know behind the scenes. But right before the break, we started to get in the subject, Bill, of China and what's going on there. And I really would like you to go down that road. So can you explain to us what you were sort of talking to me offline about?
Okay, yes. Last month, on September 6th, China announced that any nation who wished to buy oil could do so through a particular exchange. It was called, and it's titled the KIS Exchange. Okay? It's on an island, okay, over there in the Middle East somewhere, okay? Then Russia announced that it would supply any amount of oil for any nation who wanted to buy oil through on the KIS exchange, and then Argentina and Brazil joined in, and then India as well. The following Monday, the Japanese finance minister announced that the Japanese treasury was going to drop the U.S. dollar as their reserve currency. They didn't announce what they were going to replace it with, but they announced that they were going to do this. On Friday, he committed suicide and is dead, and now the new guy that's taken over is rescinding that particular edict, which I find really interesting. Okay, but here's what China did. Okay, and you have to know and understand your history, because we did it to Great Britain. They have basically said that if you are a nation and you want to buy oil and not use the dollar, because you cannot buy oil anywhere unless you use the dollar, okay? That's why the dollar is the world's currency reserve, because every nation needs to have dollars in their treasury in order to buy oil. That is the beginning of the end of the world's currency reserve. Now, in order to monitor how that's going to happen, it doesn't happen overnight. It's going to take several years in order for it to take place. You used to be able to go on to the KIS exchange just on the internet and find out what was up. Okay? You can't do that anymore. It's completely blocked out worldwide unless you're there.
Unless you're what?
Unless you're physically at the KIS exchange, you don't know how many countries are no longer using the dollar to buy oil. They will not make that information available. It's completely blocked. Every internet guru that I have contacted, and two of them are considered the most infamous hackers on the planet, can't get me that data. I want that data, it helps me with my own current, and it allows me.
Lots of people want that data.
It allows me to deploy a strategy to survive whatever is forthcoming.
Sure.
Okay? And that's why I want it.
Okay, well, that's very interesting. So we've got countries moving off the dollar, the petrodollar, and they're
and
it's a secret process, is what you're saying.
It's secret, but I know Hillary has been gallivanting around the world as our Secretary of State and rattling its saber. Okay? And you cannot have that happened. Now you have to look at the other side of this. What would happen if every nation on the planet decided they were no longer going to keep the dollar as their reserve and the yuan, the Chinese yuan, became the new world currency? Okay?
Sounds like a dream to come true to the Chinese.
Well, don't you think that they fired that shot across our bow by making those announcements and then having Russia back them? And then Russia came out and announced that if the United States were to invade Iran and use that as a ploy to shut down the KISS exchange, that it would result in a escalation inside that conflict of nuclear. We would have a nuclear escalation in that area.
Okay.
And that was all over Russian TV. Anybody who had AT&T UVerse or DirecTV and had the Russian TV channels got to see that. Because I have friends that are Russian that called them and said, did you see that the commanding general said that if the United States invades Iran, that it's going to result in a nuclear conflict? He goes, Jesus, what are they going to do, blow us all up? And I said, who cares? If they do, we're not going to feel any pain.
Oh, God. Okay.
You know, I mean, what else can you say? Will cooler heads prevail? I think so. Because you got to understand the bankers. They're very mundane individuals. Okay. They're very, I mean, just watch Ben Bernanke. You're looking at one of the cool, there's a man that could win any national poker tournament. You couldn't read him if you wanted to. He just is very well trained. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Well, listen, we have a caller. Would you mind if we allow them to ask you a question?
Sure. Go right ahead.
Okay. Okay, caller. Area code 954. Sorry, you've been holding a while. Do you want to ask a question?
Yeah, I guess I do. I would like, for first of all, I do respect everything I'm listening to tonight, Terry. It's a great show, and I want to know what Bill Calder thinks of Benjamin Fulford's take on this. From the perspective that I get through him, are the same power cabal that runs our country in Europe, and I know they're factor. Different families that fight supposedly over whatever turf is theirs, and they contend with each other, but their world is shrinking in terms of the rest of the world, like dramatically, like India, Russia, China, obviously. They seem to have these guys backs to the wall, so doesn't the world's financial picture become just that? It's all tied in as one. I guess I'm not sure what the question is outside of what would you comment
I think,
as far as Ben?
I think Bill. I think Bill is catching the drift. Bill, you want to reply to that?
Sure. Listen, you're right. There are factions that are at odds within the council. If you take a look at the major banking council that controls everything, okay, China's part of it. They're part of that Far Eastern group, okay, out of Hong Kong, China, Korea, that whole little section over there, okay, India, they're all part of that section of the council, and they are fighting. They would like to install a monetary system that doesn't enslave everybody and allows the monetary system to further expand and grow and allow basically people to prosper, okay? And they're more saving-based. If you take a look at the yuan, the Chinese central bank and the issuance of their yuan, and you compare it to the issuance of their debt, they have 3 units of medium for 1 unit of debt. They can pay off all the outstanding Chinese debt and still have enough medium in circulation to allow commerce to flow unimpeded in their nation, okay? So people could still continue to deal with themselves and have a medium or money available to allow transactions to take place. What the Chinese did by opening up their borders is they allowed the central bank to export into their nation the transaction processing system. And I got to tell you, there are a lot of individuals who, you know, don't like central bankers, don't like the Federal Reserve and all these bankers and everything else. But you must give them credit for what they've built and developed. And they have built the eighth wonder of the world. because I can remember as a teenager getting a paycheck and it taking 10 days to clear in the bank. Today, I can take a check from someone, and in less than 30 seconds, it's cleared. Okay? Hmm. That is an amazing digital form. Now, that system was built, in my opinion, to allow a new currency system. Because you must understand that the current debt platforms and the current monetary systems that we have violate your basic laws of math and exponentials. You cannot have infinite growth and infinite use of resources without replacing them. It doesn't work. It was only built and designed to last a certain number of years, and then they had to come up with an alternative. Their alternative, I believe, is a new centralized issuing system using a cashless system of debit and credit. And what that does is it gives them an extra measure of control, because if you do not comply within the rules that you are supposed to be governed by, they automatically shut you down economically. And they can do it electronically.
Bill, what I want to do here is wrap back. And caller, I don't know if your question was answered at all there, but I'd like to wrap back.
Yeah, it was. I guess my last question or concern is it does seem like almost common sense to me, and I'm definitely no economist. It does seem common sense that it would be easy as hell for everybody on this planet to live not only extremely comfortable life, but, you know, I mean, it's so ass backwards right now. And you mentioned that one key word, control. I think that's what it comes down to, and I think that they're going to lose their control in the end, which is not going to be too far from now. That's what I'm hoping. Well, I may be naive, but...
Well, let me tell you, the battle between the powers that be is over who is going to control transaction processing, okay? I believe that all the parties are going to come to the agreement that the Chinese model, if they stay within a debt-based platform, should be at least 3-1. So you cannot issue, so you must issue 3 units of medium for 1 unit of debt, okay? I believe that something along those lines will come out, but it's going to be a cashless system I think they're eventually going to install. But I think they're going to go along those lines, but they are fighting over who gets the transaction fee, okay? Because the transaction fee is where the money's going to be. They're going to, you know, basically in a mild way control, give up the right to issue more debt than medium and not let these things happen again. And the reason they're going to do that, sir, is because without me and without you and everybody else, they have no system. And they're coming to that realization. But there's it's still wrong.
We've got a break here. We're going to be right back with Bill Calder.
Kara, you're still there?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so it's the whole system on what's happening, okay? China has fired their shot. And they're going to try to supplant the U.S. dollar as the world currency reserve. Okay?
Yeah, I think that's obvious to everyone.
Now let me ask you a question, okay?
Yeah.
If you were the power that be, let's say, out of Basel, Switzerland, right? What would you do? Would you allow the Chinese to move in and become the new...
Okay, I don't know what happened, but we had music coming in there saying we're not on break, so I don't know what's going on. We're live. And so let's... So this conversation is fine, and let's continue it, but just realize that we're on the air.
Okay. So what would you do? Would you allow the Chinese to supplant the U.S. dollar as the world's currency reserve? Okay.
Well, I see it as a takeover, you know.
Right. Now, did, when the takeover took place between the United States supplanting Great Britain, was it consensual? Was the American Central Bank following orders from the Europeans? No. They attempted to break away and become what they did. It was a brilliant tactical maneuver, and the United States became the most powerful nation on the planet, okay? And if you can listen to other people in other parts of the world, they do not, you know, they're upset with America. They call us imperialists now. You know, we're empire builders, and we're taking over the world.
Well, that, yeah.
That's coming to an end because of some wrong tactical moves that were made by the United States. But what people don't realize is, aside from all the little shenanigans and the little power struggles that are going on, you have to look at this planet as a whole entity, okay? And 70% of the world is fed from the produce and products produced inside our 48 states.
Is that accurate? Is that really an accurate
statistic? That's a fact. That's a fact.
That's very interesting.
Okay. So when, and then if you go back and you watch the old, if you listen and hear what's going on, like if you talk to some of the Israeli and what's happening, they point blank will tell you that if the rest of the world were to gang up on the United States. Hello.
Okay, now this is definitely, I believe, a commercial.
Okay.
So we'll be right back with Bill Calder.
Are chemtrail geoengineering programs changing our weather and destroying our environment? Why in the world are they spraying?
They want to create a storm in the southeast, then they'll start engineering out over the North Pacific. That's where the trailies will be.
Find out why critics are calling Why in the World Are They Spraying the most important film that is revolutionizing the environmental movement. Go to whyintheworldarethespraying.com for more information.
It's just going to get worse until the point where we're not going to be able to grow anything at all unless it's a Monsanto genetically modified abiotic stress resistant seed.
Why in the World Are They Spraying? New international version with languages available from around the world. Go to whyintheworldarethespraying.com for more information.
It's all about money, and weather is another form of commoditizing, a way the Central Command Group can commoditize another form of our life.
Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
What would you do if you or someone that you love was faced with a life-threatening illness? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, co-host of Transcension Radio on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. In 2008, I lost everything because of chronic illness, my home, a bankruptcy, even my marriage. A miracle happened in 2009. I discovered ION, and I was introduced to the RNA drops. Within a few short months, the nightmare of chronic fatigue, Lyme's disease, and PTSD was a faded memory. Today, people all over the world have reported incredible testimonials about their transcension process, and I invite you to listen and join us live on air every Saturday at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Transcension airs live. You can listen to the archives or tell someone that you love, maybe even the person sitting in your chair right now, that science fiction has become virtual reality at Transcension Radio. Take your power back and join us every Saturday at Transcension Radio.
I'm down south recently. I'm playing a town. This is absolutely true. It was in all the papers. It was on CNN. Apparently, everyone in this town saw these UFOs. And I'm curious. I asked people what it was like. Oh, man, it was incredible. Incredible. People came from miles around to look at them. A lot of people came armed.
Excuse me?
People are bringing shotguns to UFO sightings. Don't you think there's a point where we're going to drop the weapons? I mean, you know, the mothership comes. Maybe we don't know everything. Not like some intergalactic skeet shoot. There goes one out! bringing shotguns to UFO sightings, man. It kind of brings a whole new meaning to that phrase, you ain't from around here, are you, boy? So I said to the guy, I go, why do y'all bring shotguns to UFO sightings? He said, well, we don't want to be abducted. I'm thinking, yeah, and leave all this. He said, huh?
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio. Live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And
Project Camelot, this is Lawyer Radio. We're talking to Bill Calder. And Bill, right before the break, we were just getting into some a bit more about what it means if China, you know, had the reserve currency and the petrodollar was a goner. Can you describe where you think that would head? Because I'm just going to tell you right out, what I hear you saying is just same goal, same game, maybe a little sort of looser system or whatever kind of thing. But you're basically talking about one world government and this sort of no cashless, whatever, cashless society. And it's just with China in control instead of, you know, Rothschild or something.
Actually, it's the same bankers. They'll cut a deal.
Right.
And everybody says, well, how's that possible? And I said, well, you have to sit down and you have to take a look at the amount of exports from the United States in produce and food to China. If the battle wasn't resolved, the amount of people worldwide that would starve to death within 90 days to 6 months would be horrendous. Okay? And you're not going to have a bunch of hungry bellies sitting there idle waiting to die. They're going to revolt. They can't have that. It's just not logical. Although I believe that many of the individuals that do sit in control believe there are too many human beings on this planet and would like to see it reduced a little, so the amount of resources that we utilize on this rock we live on will last longer. So, which is really, in my opinion, the sad way of looking at things. So,
right.
They have the knowledge, the technology, and the resources to basically allow the entire planet to be a better place to live. But they don't want to give up the right to control. And in order to get that control, they have to have the right to issue the media, the money, okay? And they have put together it was very tactfully laid out. It was brilliant when you sit down and you look at it. They did a good job doing what they did. And initially they were doing things correctly. and then they got greedy, and now we have heirs in charge, and we have some narcissistic rulers that are in place that are not doing what's best for everyone.
Okay.
And
can you talk
in this country? In this country, we can fix that. In a lot of places, they can't do anything about it.
Well, that's a loaded statement. I'd like you to go into that, but I also want you to talk about what does it mean to have gold-backed currency versus non-gold-backed currency.
If you take all the known gold reserves on the planet, there's not enough. Okay.
Okay. Well, I've heard the opposite. I've got whistleblower testimony that says gold is so plentiful on this earth, you have no idea.
Well, it depends on which geological survey report you refer to, okay? And, you know, scientists are off here just like polls are off, you know? So it doesn't matter.
It's just like peak oil. I'm like, look at peak oil.
Well,
I have whistleblower testimony that says that there are oil reserves in this planet that are absolutely humongous, and that they are simply not tapping them because they want to keep the price high and they want to keep the reins and on, you know, so and so forth.
Well, 36 years ago, I sat at a table with my mother, who was the first woman to ever become a president of a subsidiary of a Fortune 500 company. And at that table was the head of Norris Industries, Hess Oil, Black & Decker, Fuller Tool. It was an interesting group, Anderson Brass, and quite a few. And they were cutting their little deals, doing what they were doing. And I was complaining, and I asked the guy from Hess Oil, why in the world would you guys allow Nixon to create OPEC and do what you do and stop drilling here? And his comment was real simple. Well, don't you think we ought to have those people over there use up all their natural resources and us buy it with cheaper money that we create out of thin air and save ours?
Right.
And I was just like, no, why don't we work out a deal so there's enough for everybody? Oh, that's utopia. Don't worry about it. We're not going there.
Exactly. Perfect.
And I was just like, I mean, I'm a young Marine officer, and I'm just like, Mom. And she says, you don't understand business. Okay? But you're going to learn, son. Yeah. Well, I have, and I did really well. Okay?
And, I agree.
And it's been announced. I mean, just look at the reserves that they have found in the Dakotas and Montana. They actually know that there's more oil under ground in those three states than in the entire Middle East, and we're not drilling it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we really don't have, but there is a point when that natural resource will be depleted, and it will be on a downhill slide, and you've got several scientific groups arguing where that point is, where we start going down the side. Some say we've already passed it. Some say we're not there yet. Okay, but
that's actually, you know, because we've got a secret space program, and you know, I don't know how knowledgeable you are about that. And the other thing is, we've got, you know, they're using free energy, and so oil is a thing of the past.
Right, it's going to be replaced.
Yes,
I mean, you have a man in Arizona who can take almost any vehicle, Chevy, GM or Dodge, Chrysler product, and he can convert any of those cars using the existing fuel injector systems, and your car can run on water.
Right.
It runs on salt water, you know, and we have one here. It's a trippy thing. You know, and it works.
But gold is so plentiful on this earth, you have no idea.
Hello? Caller, are you listening? Just using this. Are you hanging on because you wanted to ask another question? Or?
Oh, wow. No, I didn't want to ask another question. I'm listening to it on the radio, so I lost track a little bit there.
Okay, no problem. We're going to let you go then. And thanks a lot.
I appreciate it, Carrie. Thank you very much.
No problem. Right. Bye-bye.
You have to take a look at all this, but let's take a look at the underlying value of money. Currently, we use a debt obligation instrument that's created by the licensed central bank that a sovereign nation forfeits its right to create its own media, okay? What is the real value of money? Well, money is used to complete a transaction between two parties to the satisfactory conclusion of those parties. So it is just that. It is a medium, okay? Where is the value of that medium? Well, Carrie, if you sat there and were to dig a ditch for 8 hours a day and got paid $10 an hour, you're the value of that money. It was your energy, your labor, your effort, your will that created the value. So the real value of medium or money are the individuals within that sovereign border that utilize it to create a standard of living that is beneficial.
Okay, well, let's talk about the Iraqi dinar then. If it revalues, are we going to be talking about it revaluing based on, just as you say, the sweat or whatever of individuals?
Well, I told individuals that are involved in that, you know, my personal feeling is that they're not going to allow that to happen this way. I made a small fortune off of the run and the devalue of the peso when it went all the way up over 14,000 to one, 14,000 pesos. I'm sitting there and I was actually in Cancun when all this was happening, and I'm listening to the Minister of Finance at an economic forum at one of the hotels down there in Cancun. I had my entire family down there on a dive trip. And I'm sitting there attending this conference, and all I'm doing is taking notes on the amount of resources and natural minerals that that particular nation has. And I said, well, there's no reason for it. This is crazy that this went up to this. So my natural instinct was to take a short position in the peso, and I was correct. I took a short position at 14,100 and got out at 9,700. So I made 67% of my money in less than 12 months. And if I had leveraged that, I would have made, you know, almost 3,000%. And I chose not to leverage it. I bought, you know, just a little over $100,000 worth of peso when I was down there and brought it back and had to declare it.
Okay, so I get that you're trying to align this with what's going on right now with regards to the Iraqi dinar. Talk to me about, you know, because I've had so many different discussions with people on both sides of that equation.
You know, and I think that's a unique situation, okay?
You do.
On everything that's going on over there. I mean, they talk about the reval. All the servicemen I've talked to that have been over there have been told by the commanders and everything else that if you go home with anywhere from save up your money and buy anywhere from $1,000 to $5,000 worth of dinar, sit and keep it at home, and you will have X amount of dollars in a certain period of time. Now, this has been going on for well over 5 or 6 years now, if not longer, okay, since we first went over there, okay? Now, why? Why would a banker give you 14, 18, 24, 30, 40, 50 dollars for one dinar?
Well, okay, what I was told is that it's a financial reset worldwide. Can you buy into that?
No. That makes the dinar more valuable than all the European currencies and the North American currencies combined.
Well, isn't it possible they revalue it and then they drop it drastically like a rock?
Oh, absolutely. And somebody's going to, yeah, because you could all of a sudden be sitting there with all these dollars, and instead of paying $3 for a gallon of milk, you're now going to be paying 10 to 15, which I think is coming here in the very near future. I believe because of what they've done, that we're going, their only way from a math standpoint to get, you know, limit some of the mess is to inflate. And that's the only thing they know, short of dumping the whole system and starting all over again and forgiving, you know, a large portion of the debt, which from a public relations standpoint would go over really well to get all the public to move over to a new monetary system. So they have, and you have to go to the IMF, just go to the IMF's website and look at the IMF website. They have been calling now for over a year to the end of the dollar as the world currency reserve. Now that's the International Monetary Fund. Who runs and funds the International Monetary Fund? 70% of their budget is paid for by the Federal Reserve. Hello?
Yeah, so what are you saying? So, okay, in other words, that's the Fed. So they know their own dollar is going, you know.
They've taken the steps that they've taken. You now have to take a look at our economics, our own economic system here in the United States, and the federal government is the largest single employer. So public employees, I think, represent now somewhere between 45% and 47% of all the workers that are getting some form of government subsidy here in the United States. No nation in the history of recorded history, once it's hit that 50% point, hasn't had a collapse of their economic system and, you know, revolts within their populace. You're seeing that in Greece. You're going to see that in Spain and a few other places, and it's growing in elsewhere. They're not going to go. It's just a natural order of things and how things get done before you get change implemented. There are better ways for them to do that, but you can't have them do those better ways unless they're willing to give up a portion of their power and control. And if you talk to any of those individuals high enough up, the only thing they care about is the right to issue. That's their holy grail. Without it, they have no power.
Okay, when you say the right to issue, who has the right to issue right now?
In 1913, we passed the Federal Reserve Act, and we gave it to the Federal Reserve Bank, which is a privately controlled entity. They have the right to issue.
Okay, we've got a commercial coming along here. Please hold that thought. We'll be right back with Bill Calder.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
I don't like words that hide the truth. I don't like words that conceal reality. I don't like euphemisms. And American English is loaded with euphemisms because Americans have a lot of trouble dealing with reality. Americans have trouble facing the truth. So they invent a kind of a soft language to protect themselves from it. I'll give you an example of that. When I was a little kid, if I got sick, they wanted me to go to the hospital and see the doctor. Now they want me to go to a health maintenance organization. Smug, greedy, well-fed, white people. People have invented a language to conceal their sins. It's as simple as that. The CIA doesn't kill anybody anymore. They neutralize people. The government doesn't lie and engages in disinformation. Israeli murderers are called commandos. Arab commandos are called terrorists. Contra killers are called freedom fighters. Well, if crime fighters fight crime and firefighters fight fire, what do freedom fighters fight? They never mention that part of it to us, do they? Never mention that part of it.
My name is Sean David Morton, and in 2010, I was called into the offices of the most high-powered law firm in the world on an estate matter of the utmost importance. After signing contracts promising I'd never reveal the identity of the people involved, I inherited the journals of a man that had spent 40 years in and become director of the global shadow government. It was the Holy Grail with information on the Unified Field Theory, the Roswell crash, the Philadelphia Experiment, the Sigma Treaty, Nazi superscience, the Montauk Project, Area 51, the Dulce Mesa Wars, and treaties with extraterrestrial races and the back engineering of their hardware. But mostly, it had to do with the development of technology that would allow us to travel through time and fight a deadly alien threat that was only now on its way here to destroy our world. Read the book that I have risked my life to write. For the first time ever, read The Truth About It All. Sands of Time, the runaway bestseller by Sean David Morton, available in signed limited edition hardback only at StrangeUniverseRadio.com.
Read this book and never be the same.
You're listening to the Future of Talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Revolutionary discovery changes your DNA and restores perfect cells. Listen to Transcension every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Bill Calder.
How you doing, Carrie?
Hey, Bill.
Yes.
Okay, so basically, we're kind of running this down here. I don't know if you wanted to finish your thought from right before the break.
Basically, when you sit down and you look at all the different monetary systems and how they're traded, they're controlled by a particular bank called IBS in Switzerland, okay? And, you know, their history is rather unique, and it dates all the way back to the Crusades. And they've been in control, and they set the exchange rate. And you, if you're a currency trader, you have to pay attention to what they say because it does influence the market in every way, shape, or form. The market can go against them because people betting that a volume will move in a different direction, but
Well, look, I've been told that the market is completely manipulated.
It's controlled by market makers. Do you understand what a market maker is?
Well.
All right, let me tell you.
No, not exactly.
Okay.
It's one of those money
okay. markets. The best way to explain it I have found for the general public to understand is almost everybody knows how to make a sports bet with a bookie. Okay? Markets are bookies. Markets are central exchanges controlled by bookies. And they take a little fee on both sides of the bet, and they operate off a fee. Now, a market maker, he decides which orders are going to be filled. So if you're sitting at a market maker's desk, and you're looking at your computer screens, and you're looking on the left-hand corner of his screen, which was I used to be one, so on the left-hand corner of my screen, I would see that there are, we'll say the price of something is $50. I would see that there are 1,000 orders pending between $50.10 and $50.50, and there are 2,000 orders for $49.90 all the way down to $48. I, as the market maker, decide which order gets filled first. I set the price.
Okay, but
I set the line.
Who are those guys? Who are those guys?
Those are individuals that work their way up inside the system, okay, that exhibit a particular capability of handle lots of volume of information at a rapid pace. A guy that can run a 100-yard dash in 10 seconds or less gets to go to the Olympics. The guy that runs it at 14 doesn't even get to go sit in the seat and watch, okay? And once you get to that position, you go through testing and you've traded and you've grasped and demonstrated the ability and have an understanding, and then you're taught why things aren't. But you still have a boss. And if your boss tells you that don't fill all the sell orders, fill only the buy orders for the day because we need the market price at $50.30 to keep our books balanced, that's exactly where the market goes.
Yeah, exactly. So the market makers, as you call them, are being run.
Correct. Okay.
Okay.
Now, there are rebel market makers, okay? But usually what happens is a group of us other market makers gang up on him and overload him to get the market where we want it because that's what we do.
Okay. Well, look, I have one question. I just put it in the chat here, and I want to apologize to everyone. I have a webmaster. He's in Norway. He's actually about to fly to the U.S. and hopefully be able to work with me here, but and thank you for donations that have allowed that to happen, although we still need more donations to keep Camelot alive at this time. But let me say that a person has written into me and asked a question. I want to be sure to get to that question.
Okay.
And I also want to apologize to people that our chat isn't working. He's not able to fix it right now. And I apologize for the show because our chat is usually very, very active. People haven't been able to do that. So you were able to call in, but I guess people don't want to make a long-distance call. That's also an issue. Here we've got a question. Do you see physical silver as a way for a big increase, such as values of $500 or higher?
Based on the current amount of supply, the cost to mine an ounce of silver and its current value in the market, there is a possibility, and it's a high probability, that we will see silver break $125. But before that can happen, and let me preface that, before that can happen, you have to see an expansion of our debt beyond where we are now. And it looks like that's what we're going to do.
Isn't there going to be another, Q4 or 3 or whatever it is?
Well, they're now calling it QE infinitive, so they're not putting a limit on it, okay? I believe after China fired their shot across the bow, they've basically told our central banker, this means war. We're not giving up the right to be the world's currency reserve. If other nations buy into moving, then what we will do is we'll become an isolation. Well, this country will become isolated. We will experience for a couple years hyperinflation, and then it will calm down and start to deflate, okay? Because we will then force the rest of the world to capitulate.
Okay, what about this notion, though, that China wants to be the new reserve currency? In order to do that, they're going to reval the dinar and also the global settlements. And then,
allow that to go through,
yeah,
you're going to see China become the world's currency reserve, right. And we have moved into a, you know, into a new system. And I believe that's what they're negotiating right now.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know what it's going to be.
I agree, but let me ask you one question, because somebody told me, an insider, you know, one of my insiders, he told me that one of the motivations for China to get involved like this in the dinar reval and the global settlements, acting like a benefactor on the outside, the reality is that what that will do, from what I understand, is make the dollar go down low, and that their gold, China has been mining a ton of gold in China, this is what I was told. And that their gold will then rise in price, and that's their motivation. What do you say to that?
Yes, they have increased their gold reserves from something like, 2,000 metric tons to almost 4,000 now? And that's quite an increase. So they've doubled their reserves.
So is it possible they want to do, you know, even more? Because it's interesting because I don't know what their motivation is to hoard all of that gold. They want it for?
One of the methods that the central bankers deploy to discount, you know, attempts to subvert the U.S. dollar, and you saw that happen when the North American Treaty was signed and the North American Union, the North African Union Treaty was put together, okay? That was a challenge to the dollar's reserve, and we saw what happened to all the nations that signed on to that agreement. Okay, Iran was one of them, Egypt, Syria, every nation that signed in, with the exception of Saudi Arabia, who withdrew, are going through massive problems right now.
I'm sorry, you're sort of muffled. What did you say they're going through? What?
They're going through massive problems.
Okay.
All of them. Every single one of them. It's not funny. You know, and some people will say that, you know, our intelligence community, along with our bureaucracy, you know, financed that and did all that because Gaddafi, you know, the guys out of Iran, the guy that we overthrew when we invaded Iraq, they were the figureheads that tried to put together the North African Union. And now take a look at what's happening in those particular countries, especially where they got rid of Gaddafi. The people are now saying, wait a minute. You know, we got rid of our dictator, but we do not want to give up our monetary platform because it's not debt-based. We're not going to have to start forfeiting.
Okay. We're at the end of the show. I'm very sorry. I want to thank you very much for coming on the show, Bill. give your website, and let's encourage people to check out Bill Calder, check out his books. Please go ahead. Got your website? Okay, everyone, thank you very much. It's on Camelot. You can go find Bill Calder's website. We'll have him back on the show sometime soon. And thank you very much for listening. Bill, thank you so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome, Carrie. Pleasure.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard-hitting and in-your-face, America.
Do you experience anxiety on a daily basis? Do you struggle to complete tasks, feel nervous in social settings, or are you losing sleep because of anxiety, worry, or health concerns? Let me tell you about a breakthrough discovery that changed my life. My name is Kirsten, and anxiety plagued me daily. I listened to the wonderful testimonials about RNA drops and decided to use them myself, beginning gradually from just a few drops to the recommended dosage. I'm happy to report that I experienced a significant decrease of anxiety, and that was just the beginning. After you hear the incredible stories at GetMyRNA.com, you can get a free trial-sized bottle valued at $50. Just pay shipping and handling. Again, that's GetMyRNA.com for your free trial-sized bottle today. Nothing is as important as feeling good again. Supplies are limited, so visit GetMyRNA.com right now.
Or see our ad on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. RNA drops.
What would you do if you or someone that you love was faced with a life-threatening illness? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, co-host of Transcension Radio on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. In 2008, I lost everything because of chronic illness, my home, a bankruptcy, even my marriage. A miracle happened in 2009. I discovered ION, and I was introduced to the RNA drops. Within a few short months, the nightmare of chronic fatigue, Lyme disease, and PTSD was a faded memory. Today, people all over the world have reported incredible testimonials about their transcension process, and I invite you to listen and join us live on air every Saturday at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Transcension airs live. You can listen to the archives or tell someone that you love, maybe even the person sitting in your chair right now, that science fiction has become virtual reality at Transcension Radio. Take your power back and join us every Saturday at Transcension Radio.
Nicotine, alcohol, good drugs. Coincidentally, tax drugs. Ooh, how does this work? Thank God they're taxing alcohol, man. It means we got those good roads we can drive on. Because I'll tell you something, I'll be honest, man. If I were going to legalize a drug, it sure wouldn't have been alcohol. Sorry, there's better drugs and better drugs for you. That's a fact. Pot is a better drug than alcohol. Fact. Fact. Stop your internal dialogue. But Bill, alcohol's a little... Shut up! You're wrong. Get over it. I'll prove it to you, man. You're at a ball game or a concert and someone's really violent and aggressive and obnoxious. Are they drunk or are they smoking pot? They're drunk. I have never seen people on pot get in a fight because it is impossible. Hey, buddy. Hey, what? Hey. End of argument.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are
American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.